Vegan Leader, Heart Stealer.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
برنامه‌های ما شامل زبان‌های بسیاری است. از این وبسایت دیدن فرمایید suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Caves and all that stuff. The spiritual romance. Well, I must say it's nice. It's nice. Yeah. But sometimes it's difficult to stay there. People would always come and, you know, try to get you out. Or something would happen. So it's difficult to stay. Yeah. Sometimes you stay in the city, it's safer. You can stay longer, you know, more quiet, more anonymous. Yes.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu and Thai. Bari Galust, that's welcome in Armenian. My name is Mariam. The warm-hearted people of Armenia are ever joyous in celebrating your precious existence. Historic Armenia is a majestically mountainous country in the Caucasus region, gifted with many flowing rivers and lakes. It is among the top highest altitude nations in the world. Along with its own unique alphabet, consisting of 39 letters, Armenia has been a unified Christian state for more than 1,700 years. In addition, the nation has been presented the Shining World Leadership Award for Peace by Supreme Master Qinghai. Besides its wondrous natural beauty, Armenia's many monasteries also grace the land. The nation's three UNESCO World Heritage Sites, all religious in nature, further commemorate its rich spiritual heritage. In Yerevan, the nation's capital, fresh produce markets abound with outstanding displays of fruits, vegetables, and the nation's lavash, a type of vegan flatbread. Armenia's mineral water is now exported globally. Spa towns like Dilijan and Jermuk are places where visitors can directly experience the water's health benefits. Armenian culture is full of creative expression and is renowned for its lively dance and theatre. Artistic contributions include lace and elegant carpets, with carpet designs that are often themed with legendary dragons and eagles. Traditional music includes the duduk, a mystical instrument mastered by Armenian musician and composer Jivan Gasparyan. We were honored to share a glimpse of the culturally rich Armenia with you, thoughtful viewers. May your deep prayers and sincere longing connect you with the Almighty. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai, respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai, respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 4 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 2, 2006 in United Kingdom.
Yeah, there.
First of all, I'm very happy. So I'm just new initiated in October 2nd in here. And I want to thank everyone. So And Happy New Year. I have a story, but it will be very, I make it very short.
Okay.
So I'm originally from Mongolia.
Welcome home.
I lived in Hungary.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I came here because I was a searcher or something like that.
You search?
Yeah. No, I like the story of the Graal.
Of the what?
A Graal. Arthur and Merlin. Yeah, as the Grail.
Holy Grail, yes.
Yes.
So you want to search for the Holy Grail?
And
kind of, okay.
I came here 2 years ago. And I was sure that if I go to Stonehenge, I will find my master. I will meet with him or her. And just 3 days ago.
You went to Stonehenge?
I've been there, yes.
Okay.
So it's a miracle.
Okay. The stone gives you the miracle. Wow. No. By the way, the Stonehenge has become listed as one of the world wonders. It hadn't been before. I wonder why. Yeah, the world miracle. Before, it wasn't there. It was not listed. Now it's listed. Good. You came on time.
Yeah. So, but I always knew that I will meet with you here. Somehow.
Wonderful. Good.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Whew. She's sure, huh? You in Hungary? You want to stay here now?
No, I'm living in London.
But you're not in Hungary anymore?
Well, I used to go, but I will go back. Well, I have plans.
You have friends there? Your family is here or in Hungary?
In Hungary. Okay.
You speak Hungarian?
Yes.
Fluently?
Yes.
Just like the natives? Were you born in Hungary?
No, I...
How long have you been in Hungary?
10 years.
10 years? Okay, yeah. enough to speak. Just in case I need you. For the Hungarian. Anybody else Hungarian needs translation? Okay, any of you who are foreigners, who speak another fluent foreign language, you know, apart from English, then you have to tell your contact person, huh? Just to remind him, because sometimes you have it in initiation form, but he might forget. So in any center, you should post a list of some special persons. Handyman, for example, yeah? Electrician. So we can join forces, you know, sometimes to do some work for the center or maybe help some people in need, you know, in time, yeah? Special talents, yeah? Or maybe special language skill, yeah? And then we can need it sometime, you see? And with the contact number for the contact person. For people to know it, you know. But don't keep phoning him and say, oh, I'm going to Hungary next year. Please go with me to translate or something like that, okay? Just use it for a good purpose, for spiritual purpose or for helping people in need. Understand me? Yeah? Okay. Right. That's good. Anyone else?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, sure.
I want to just know, if I want to retire meditation, I mean for months.
Oh, okay. Retreat.
If I want to do it, can I do it myself or I have to...
Where? At
go
home?
In
at home?
Some center?
No, you can do it yourself.
Because I'm planning to go to Mongolia. There is some places I think I can meditate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Try. Why go back to Mongolia? You cannot maintain London?
Well, I mean...
mountains?
Because, yes.
yeah. Caves and all that stuff. The spiritual romance. Well, I must say it's nice. It's nice. Yeah.
You.
But sometimes it's difficult to stay there. People would always come and, you know, try to get you out. Or something would happen. So it's difficult to stay. Yeah. Sometimes you stay in the city, it's safer. You can stay longer, you know, more quiet, more anonymous. Yes. Because I told you I was in the Himalayas. Always some people came and found me out. You know, some psychics, some seers, some fakirs, some fakir. Some fakir came and found me, yeah? And then... and I would tell him... You fuck coffee. But then some other fakirs would come. And you can fight them forever, you know? Too many fakirs, fakirs. I become a lot of fakirs, you know? Traffic. And even I tried to stay in a cave, you know. Still, somebody came and found and made so much noise and trouble that I had to get out. They didn't make me any trouble, but if they kept coming and asking questions, then it was a trouble, you know. Then you're not quiet anymore. Yeah. And then sometimes the police would come and say, why? Why are you staying here? In India, it's different. You know, in India, people are used to this kind of long bear and... blood look and, and some vegetable next door, you know, vegetable, some kind of twisted body hanging on the tree, you know. They used to kind of things in India, yeah, because that is a special land where people do that. I mean, it's, in India, people are born with the understanding that maybe after some certain years they will become a yogi or a monk, you know, kind of, and go do some stuff, you know, or walk around naked or walk around not naked and twist your body around or not twist your body around. Hang your body on the tree with one leg or hang your body with two legs or, you know, all kinds of things that they already know that maybe they will do that one day. And the whole Indian people understand that some people will do that one day, you know, men and women. So they're used to it and the police are not after them. But in our society, the so-called civilized society, if you do anything out of the extraordinary, or even stay in one solitary place too long, not the pilgrims come, but the police will come. And then there you are, goodbye to your peace and tranquility. You understand? Because they will not understand what you're doing there. Yeah? And even if you say you're in meditation, ah, sect, belong to some sect. What sect? And then they might even think terrorist, extremist, anything, you know? People are so frightened nowadays, so frightened, because some extremists have been doing some things that are unthinkable. In their opinions, they want to voice their opinions, yeah? But then in most people's opinion, it's not the way to voice the opinions, you understand? So therefore, if we do anything kind of a little bit out of ordinary and not usual, people tend to point it out, and other people will come and check you out, or the police will come, or FBI, CIA, whatever. And then before long, you've been in the police cell, and it's also a cave, it's also safe. Yes, but, you know, it's not always pleasant, and especially if you have inmates, you know. Who are more cellmates than you are. Oh, you know, life is a little bit complicated, yeah? So if you can, then you do that. If not, I suggest you just stay in your loft, you know, in the attic of your house, yeah? And meditate in there, You are more anonymous in a hotel than in a Himalayan cave, I tell you. Himalayan cave may be okay. But even the Indian people, they go on pilgrimage all the time and they always dig the cave people out, you know? Soon you will find a lot of people sitting in front of your cave waiting for blessing, if you have any. You know what I mean? Yeah, they will bring all kinds of stuff in front of your cave. And especially if you grow a beard, the longer the better. The longer, the more holy, you know, in India. And your hair has to mat, you know, the more mat, the better. And your nails just have to grow long, you know. Oh, dear. I can't imagine what you look like in a few years in a Himalayan cave. Yeah. Anyway, not many caves are left because all the Indian sannyasi, they occupy them all. Yeah. Anyway, it's very difficult to find a good cave. Yeah. You can still can, but... it's not all that quiet as you think, you know. All right, who else wants to go Himalaya or some? Yes.
I'm so lucky to be here.
Are you?
Yeah, really lucky.
I'm sure you are.
In this room with you, and also you give us a magical new year in England for us brothers and sisters. And I also thank you, the... brothers, sister in the sari to really
arrange
help
this.
Me a lot, yeah.
Sure, they
and,
do.
And especially my three sisters, and help me, understand, to teach me how's your teaching, made me to understand, helping me through for the past year. So I'd like to thank you, all my brothers, sisters, and my especially my three sisters as well.
Thank you. He thanks you. She thanks you, so. Don't even say you're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay. That's okay. Hello. Good. It's good that you appreciate, you know, your luck. Yeah, that's very good. Some people don't, you know. Yeah, some people don't. And that is very good that you
know. It still doesn't feel well that sitting here with you.
Feel
well? It doesn't feel well.
Oh, it doesn't? Feel good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're family. Then New Year is family reunion time. Yeah? I couldn't make it Christmas, but New Year, okay. Yeah. Sometimes I can't, all right? Yeah. Whew, this was difficult to come see you. It's not about finance. I took care of it, you know. Airplane had seats, but even coming here already had obstacles. But it's okay, it's behind us already. You've seen me 2 times, some of you. Some one time, okay? It's better than nothing, yeah. Well, we both have to cry it out and cleanse a lot of things, and then now we come. Hmm? But I don't like the crying part, though. Oh, it hurts. And dehydrating, you know. After yesterday, I had to go down to the lobby bar and drink a lot of juice, yeah, to make up for it, you know. Otherwise, probably you don't see me anymore. Too dry up, you know. Feel like a mummy. Not a mummy, but a mummy. Dry, you know. Any more love and nice story? Yeah, open that door, it's too hot. Open it wide so that the people don't have to be screened by it. Open it to the wall. It doesn't?
You open this door here.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. No, what I mean, open to the wall. It doesn't? Ah, the children. How many? How many children? Come here, this way. Cakes, candy. Come here, baby. Animals, I kill them. Select them for me. Select all this. Select them. And bring it here. Yeah, put it here. The one with the animals. It says animals. Hello, guys. Where are the 2 big ones that take care of the young ones? These two? Huh? And that one? Oh, man. You are heroes. Come here, heroes. The one that takes care of the small heroes. Come here. Some more food, some more other stuff. Not just that. Come here, baby. Put your shirt out like mine. Some other stuff as well. Here. Yeah, there you are. This is for you. Happy New Year for being such a good guy.
Thank you.
You're a good guy, good guy. Yes, I appreciate your sacrifice. Yeah. And the kid, come here. All the kids, come here. All of you. Put your skirt out, maybe. Yeah, something like that. Okay? Happy New Year, baby. Yeah. Okay. You guys can hang around. Sit upstairs somewhere as long as you don't bother the other saints. You're all right. Yeah. Happy New Year. Come. Let them sit in one of the small rooms because there's some place up there, you know? And other brothers and sisters can sit in the loft instead.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Okay. Come here, kids. Kiddo. Happy New Year. Voila. Happy New Year. Voila. Yeah, good. You guys are good. Good boys and good girls. There, sweetheart. Any more? You can sit around, okay? Sit wherever you can. Sit there, it's fine. Or wherever you can. Okay. Now you know why the Muslim temple is all empty inside. Not even a plant, not even anything. Just like this, we try to squeeze as many as we can. Are you okay, cameraman? Yeah? This brother, come here. The blue one. Athlete, come here. Sit here. Because the camera, yeah? Come in the front. There you are. Sit with your sister. Yeah, there. Or in the corner, whatever. Yes, it's fine. All right. You okay now? Okay? Oh, good. Any more kids? No? No more kids? Okay. I tell you what, give me that box. That box. This is for all the kids at home, okay? If you have kids, you take some accordingly. Like, if you have four kids, take four, okay? Of course, I can give forever, but we don't have time for all these material things, okay? Right. These are for the kids, okay? Some more over there in case. That's for kids only at home, okay? Some candy, sweet stuff. That one, the blue one, it's more, right? What is it in there? Candy, yeah, candy chocolate. The forbidden stuff, you know. Okay, this is for kids, okay? There. And the rest are for the big kids. Huh? That's for kids only. You go home. When you go home, you take some for them, all right? Because they're not here. Say for me, with love. Mm. Symbolic. Symbolic, yeah? Our family is too big for me to always buy presents, otherwise I would. Oh, by the way, I got you some mince pies, you know? Mince pies, everybody has one.
Yeah, we've got some more left over upstairs.
Not left over, yesterday I sent a lot of them. Yeah, many boxes. Okay, everybody has one pie.
Yes, miss.
Okay, I hope it's enough.
Knowledgeable viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Make Miracles with Your Positive Spirit, Part 4 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selections from the Astral City, Part 1 of 2, Chapter 10, The Water Park, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May divine love light up your days.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan leader, wounds healer.